So let's start thinking about this beautiful poem on friendship from The Prophet by Khalil Gibran that you can find on the website if you'd like a copy. And I'm just going to take a line or two at a time for each talk. There is a people who've been visited by a prophet. He spent some time with them, but now they can see the ship coming to take him away. They can see the smoke of the ship on the horizon. And before he leaves, the people say, "Tell us about things. Speak to us of love. What do you have to say about prayer? What about work? What about children? What about religion?" And I like to think that the prophet is the Lord. And a young person said, "Speak to us of friendship." And the prophet said, "Your friend is your needs answered." Well, if you've got no needs, you've got no friends. I think our needs are the nearest things to angels we'll ever meet in this life. They're telling us about our hungers and thirsts. If you were never hungry, you'd forget to eat. If you were never thirsty, you'd forget to drink. If you were never lonely, you would never be in the way of company. If you were feeling unloved, that might move us towards being loved. So let's thank God for our needs. Let's be aware of them and notice them, because that will be the beginning of our needs being answered. The prophet continues, "He, your friend, is your field, which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving." We're beyond gender here, by the way. I mean, might be in it. Some people, their dog or their cat's their best friend. He refers to he. He is your field, which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving. The bigger your field, the bigger the harvest, and the bigger the weeds you'll have. You can't have one without the other. If you're cooking for 500, you'll need more dustbins than if you're cooking for two. When Michelangelo allowed the Pietà statue to emerge from the block of marble, it was there all the time, he allowed it to be revealed. He had to get a dustpan and brush and pick up the bits. It's always wastage, detritus in anything creative. But unless you sow the seeds, you won't have any harvest. It's much safer to say, "I'm going to eat those oats, at least I've had some porridge." But to say, "I won't eat those oats, I'm going to sow them in the ground, in the hope of there being a harvest." Of course, you mightn't see them again, the slugs might get them. So in friendship, you don't gain anything unless you first lose something. Here's your field, which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving. Our Lord was the grain of wheat that fell into the ground. 3-day germination, and what a harvest. He has risen from the dead. Amen.